Listening, Unit 5, page 40, B.
You will hear a journalist talking about things that inspire both her and others. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
I recently sat down to interview an up-and-coming musician, Tommy Wright, and what was supposed to be an everyday run-of-the-mill interview, not to say that the musician I interviewed was ordinary by any means, on the contrary, talented in lyric writing, possessing an enviable vocal range and, most remarkably in my opinion, shining in live performances, he's anything but average. I've done numerous interviews in my career, and I usually come armed with a similar set of questions. But this musician got me thinking about one question in particular. What inspires you? I asked him this question, and he quickly replied, "Well, what inspires you?" I thought maybe he was being coy, and I was prepared to quip "award-winning journalists" as my answer. But I paused and thought about it for a moment. I literally said, and held my breath. It certainly wasn't success and fame. Not that I don't wish for those things. I could have said the truth. But my inspiration was much deeper than that. And actually, I wasn't an investigative journalist anyway. Personal anecdotes was my short, well-thought-out, simple answer. And it's true. I like hearing what people have to say about their lives. After we finished the interview, I went back through all my old ones, searching for the various responses to the question, "What inspires you?" I found such varied, distinctive answers from grunge musicians, performance artists, playwrights, romantic poets, the ballet dancer I interviewed when I was straight out of journalism school, sculptors, clothing designers, all incredibly gifted individuals. I decided to compile their inspirational sources and put them into one article. I mean, seeing the wide range of origins of inspiration all in one place is inspiring in and of itself, isn't it? Some of them really stuck out to me, and I remembered feeling that way in the interview. There was Peter, an Italian fashion designer. He had spent many a fashion week chucking his designs down catwalks in Milan. He says his inspiration varies from year to year. One year it might be something as humbling as leaf patterns, or as grandiose as building facades. He's pondered the timeless beauty of oil paintings in the Louvre, and slabs of meat in a butcher's shop, the curves of which gave him an idea for a line of dresses. He doesn't hold back when it comes to seeking inspiration. And I couldn't agree with him more. It's when we challenge our preconceived ideas of what we can and cannot derive inspiration from that it broadens our horizons in ways we could never imagine. Going back to the ballet dancer I interviewed, I was quite surprised to find out what inspired her. Jessica, now lead dancer with the Royal Ballet, was even perplexed herself. She told me as a young girl, she imagined it would be a white swan, something typical, something every young ballerina envisions. But it was her first trip to the zoo and seeing graceful giraffes with their long legs and dreamlike movements that inspired her to don the slippers. She wanted to move like they did, as if they didn't even touch the ground. In an interview I did for an architecture magazine, I met with famous French museum builder Jean Laurent. He told me he was often inspired by the doodles he would absent-mindedly draw while commuting to his studio. But he revealed that he borrowed a technique from famous creative minds, such as the painter Salvador Dali and the inventor Benjamin Franklin. They would take an afternoon nap while holding a key in their hand. The key would drop just as they fell asleep and began to dream. They would write down the images that they saw in their subconscious. That's exactly how Jean had designed his last building. Eventually, Tommy answered my question about what inspired him after seeing me struggle to answer the question myself. He says that even though he's a grunge artist, he listens to every kind of music, from jazz to hip-hop to heavy metal and classical. He finds that the sad but soothing melodies of bluegrass help him to write his lyrics, and the high-octane energy of heavy metal and even techno, dance and pop help set the pace of his music. And after that, he applies his brand of grunge. Peculiar but distinctive, and he makes it work.
Now listen again.
I recently sat down to interview an up-and-coming musician, Tommy Wright, and what was supposed to be an everyday run-of-the-mill interview, not to say that the musician I interviewed was ordinary by any means, on the contrary, talented in lyric writing, possessing an enviable vocal range and, most remarkably in my opinion, shining in live performances, he's anything but average. I've done numerous interviews in my career, and I usually come armed with a similar set of questions. But this musician got me thinking about one question in particular. What inspires you? I asked him this question, and he quickly replied, "Well, what inspires you?" I thought maybe he was being coy, and I was prepared to quip "award-winning journalists" as my answer. But I paused and thought about it for a moment. I literally said, and held my breath. It certainly wasn't success and fame, not that I don't wish for those things. I could have said the truth. But my inspiration was much deeper than that. And actually, I wasn't an investigative journalist anyway. Personal anecdotes was my short, well-thought-out, simple answer. And it's true. I like hearing what people have to say about their lives. After we finished the interview, I went back through all my old ones, searching for the various responses to the question, "What inspires you?" I found such varied, distinctive answers from grunge musicians, performance artists, playwrights, romantic poets, the ballet dancer I interviewed when I was straight out of journalism school, sculptors, clothing designers, all incredibly gifted individuals. I decided to compile their inspirational sources and put them into one article. I mean, seeing the wide range of origins of inspiration all in one place is inspiring in and of itself, isn't it? Some of them really stuck out to me, and I remembered feeling that way in the interview. There was Peter, an Italian fashion designer. He had spent many a fashion week chucking his designs down catwalks in Milan. He says his inspiration varies from year to year. One year it might be something as humbling as leaf patterns, or as grandiose as building facades. He's pondered the timeless beauty of oil paintings in the Louvre, and slabs of meat in a butcher's shop, the curves of which gave him an idea for a line of dresses. He doesn't hold back when it comes to seeking inspiration. And I couldn't agree with him more. It's when we challenge our preconceived ideas of what we can and cannot derive inspiration from that it broadens our horizons in ways we could never imagine. Going back to the ballet dancer I interviewed, I was quite surprised to find out what inspired her. Jessica, now lead dancer with the Royal Ballet, was even perplexed herself. She told me as a young girl she imagined it would be a white swan, something typical, something every young ballerina envisions. But it was her first trip to the zoo and seeing graceful giraffes with their long legs and dreamlike movements that inspired her to don the slippers. She wanted to move like they did, as if they didn't even touch the ground. In an interview I did for an architecture magazine, I met with famous French museum builder Jean Laurent. He told me he was often inspired by the doodles he would absent-mindedly draw while commuting to his studio. But he revealed that he borrowed a technique from famous creative minds, such as the painter Salvador Dali and the inventor Benjamin Franklin. They would take an afternoon nap while holding a key in their hand. The key would drop just as they fell asleep and began to dream. They would write down the images that they saw in their subconscious. That's exactly how Jean had designed his last building. Eventually, Tommy answered my question about what inspired him after seeing me struggle to answer the question myself. He says that even though he's a grunge artist, he listens to every kind of music, from jazz to hip-hop to heavy metal and classical. He finds that the sad but soothing melodies of bluegrass help him to write his lyrics, and the high-octane energy of heavy metal and even techno, dance and pop help set the pace of his music. And after that, he applies his brand of grunge. Peculiar but distinctive, and he makes it work.